Dave, you're out supporting West Coast today. What's the go there?
Yeah, well, the West Coast is important to all of us, isn't it? It's our home, and a lot of us live really close to the coast, and studying marine science at Murdoch is something that I'm really passionate about, and the guys down at Coast Care are doing a fantastic job rehabilitating and protecting our sand dunes.
How long have you been studying for, and how long have you been part of Coast Care?
As a part of the AFL system, you can only study part-time, so I've been at Murdoch for about 9 years, in my final year now, hopefully graduate at the end of the year, which will be lovely. And yeah, Coast Care is something that's kind of popped up recently, and the work they're doing and through volunteer work has been has really appealed to me.
What sort of job do you see yourself doing post footy?
I'm not sure. I hope to talk to a few of the people here, to be honest.
Tell us about your involvement here today. What's this all about today?
Yeah, so I think today they're doing a little bit of planting and setting up some tree guards for some of the planting they've done previously, and it's just in a hope to really stabilise the sand dunes and try and protect what we can. Obviously there's been quite a bit of disturbance with beach access and things like that, and it's really important to try and stabilise the sand dunes to really protect the natural processes that go on.
Tell us about yesterday's game. What did the team get out of the performance yesterday?
Yeah, I think three quarters of it was really positive. Obviously the second quarter there were quite a few lapses and we learnt quite a lot from that, but particularly our second half, I thought we were really hard to play against. We really stuck to our processes and played the way that we've been talking about and practicing all summer. So a lot to like, I think.
I think it was three goals in the last 2 minutes. Is that a concern, or is that just something you need to work on, or is that something they've worked on more maybe than what you have?
Yeah, it's probably just a bit of a disconnect between, lacking a little bit of leadership perhaps from some of the older guys and a bit of inexperience with some of the younger guys being in some key positions within those plays. But, you can really nail it down to one or two key things within those, and we'll train those up, and we've got 4 weeks until round one. So.
Being hard to play against, is that the theme this year that you want to get back to?
Well, I think last year we had, on average, the most kicks against and the most uncontested marks, obviously high scores against. So something certainly we didn't practice last year, and within our good years, something that we're really known for. So if nothing else, for a little bit of pride, that's what we'd really like.
Who stood out to you yesterday of the new blokes?
Oh, you could take your pick, really. I thought, obviously Brayshaw played a lot of game time and was quite good and composed with ball. Stefan Giro shows a lot through AFLX. He didn't play a lot of minutes yesterday, but shows a lot. Meeks in the ruck was really excellent in the second half, I thought. And Bailey up forward, he's a big man and big bull, and he really displayed what he had to offer.
Brayshaw, has been a lot of talk about him. Have you seen many draftees that have come in with his level of maturity into the system?
Occasionally, yeah, but certainly it's the way the world's going with all the academies and programs that they go through, and the high draft picks are really exposed early on to those kind of programs. So, yeah, they're coming in more ready to play, both physically and mentally, and I think it's a really good sign for the competition moving forward.
Dave, just on that breakdown towards the end, I think you had six players over 30, and I think it's Stephen Hill and Hamling out. Are they probably the only two that really come into that team to start with? And is it the young, inexperienced side with rebuilding, regrowing, that you sort of expect at this stage of the year as well?
I'm not too sure, to be honest. That's probably more a question for Ross and those guys. But I think yesterday we had a really good mix of some old guys and some youth, and I think we really gelled well together. I imagine the process moving forward will be really similar. Get some exposure into some young guys and get some run into some of the older guys. Really preparing for round one.
Did you seem to move the ball a little bit down the corridor as well at times and take the game on? It's probably, I guess you say, hard to play against as being the trademark. But on the attack, is that something that you're keen to do, is move that ball a little bit quicker than you have in maybe previous years?
Yeah, certainly game dictating, but we'd like to move forward and really progress up the field, and we understand that defensive turnovers last year, especially in our back half, were really crippling. So we'd like to move the ball forward, and Matthew Tabernay yesterday, I thought, provided a really good target for us. That being said, the ground yesterday was about as big as this walkway, so it was really hard to move the ball anywhere else but the corridor. But certainly we'd like to move the ball a little bit better moving forward.
You've been crying out for that sort of key forward to stand up, and Matt signed yesterday with his marking and then finishing as well was brilliant. Is he ready to take that next step, do you feel?
What is that next step? It's a bit of a throwaway line, but certainly Matthew last year finished the year really well, had a really good finals campaign with Peel. He's a really dedicated, hard worker off the field, and he's a really big, strong man. So I think the signs are really positive for Matthew, and he certainly works hard at his craft, and he's got a little bit of a way to go, but you know, there's not many 200-centimetre big hulking men running around. So.
David, apologies if this question's already been asked.
That's right, welcome.
Thank you. I now have a different Port Beach in Leighton. Ross has flagged that you and Nathan will go forward more, and you were forward at times yesterday. How comfortable are you with that role?
Yes, a role that I played last year a fair bit. Obviously, it's easier to play in a team moving the ball really well and playing really well, and it has its challenges when we're not. But I've certainly been training up a lot in the pre-season in that role, and getting that mix between forward and mid, I think, is something that we're continually working on, but it's something that I'm really excited about.
I guess you guys have tall mids, don't you? Nathan's about 190, you're 192.
Well, a few of us. Lockie Neal's about this big, but yeah.
Won't see him posting that. Does that mean that you're able to do that, whereas other teams might not be?
And I think we saw it last year in Richmond especially, Cochin and Martin spending a lot of time forward, and they're very damaging players in their own right. But yeah, I think it certainly helps, especially with our structure and the people that we have at our disposal, that myself and Nathan especially can move forward and provide a bit of an aerial target.
There's a bit of talk on yesterday's broadcast about having yourself and Nathan down there in the forward line could help Matt Taberner, just with helping me out, a bit of leadership and where to run and a bit of guidance and things like that. Do you think you can help him with his development by being down there?
Yeah, certainly I think that's part of our role down there. As an entire forward line kind of group, we understand each other's roles, and it's not just Nathan or myself down there. Michael Walters spends a bit of time down there. Hayden Ballantyne's an experienced head, and Matty Taberner's come a long way in understanding his role, especially for the tall. So I wouldn't say it was just on Nathan and I in terms of the leadership and guidance aspect, but that's part of it. Yeah.
As a member of the midfield, what did you make of Andrew Brayshaw's game?
Yeah, I mentioned before, he's really composed with the footy, and he's come in a really mature head, and I think understands his game quite well and understands what he's lacking and where he needs to improve. But, the sign's good for Andrew, I think.
And the big fella too, Aaron Sandland, especially I think it was the second quarter, he took three or four marks in a row. Just nice to have him back and hopefully playing regular and lots of footy.
Yeah, he's a big man, and he's in ripping nick, and... he's fantastic to play with, obviously, because he's so dominant when he's up and about. So, obviously, the goal will be to keep him on the park for as long as we can. And through that, there might be some management. But I know Aaron's raring to go and doesn't want to take a backward step.
He says he wants to play every game.
Yeah.
You see him playing every game at his age and what he puts his body through?
Yeah, well, potentially. He's a superior professional athlete. He really takes care of himself, and he's had a huge summer of work, so he's got it behind him, and he understands his body really well now, obviously, and he's got his challenges coming off a couple of years with injuries, but if anyone can, Aaron can.
Does the club talk of expectations for 2018, whether you should play finals, whether you can play finals, that sort of thing?
Not in a finish on the ladder finals kind of sense. We understand where we've been in the last 2 years especially. We understand that we don't want to be that again. And we've really identified some key areas that we're trying to target to try and turn it around. So it's more about the ethos of being hard to play against and bringing the effort and the intensity that we can really be proud of and walk off the ground regardless of result and understand that we've moved forward.
Is Fife's performance yesterday seeing signs that he's getting back to his best?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. He's an absolute elite talent, isn't he? So. He's moving really well. I think he's got a bit of building to do still, but certainly the signs were very positive yesterday.
Is your leadership group, have you changed the system with that this year? You're not voting as players anymore?
I know, we still are. We dragged it out a little bit. Obviously, with a lot of new players come in and things, we've changed our processes slightly, but we're going through that stage now, and as soon as we know, you'll know.
Hey, Dave, the AFL's launched an investigation into racial comments made at the Eagles game, Port Adelaide game. As a former captain and senior statesman of the game, are you disappointed that that still goes on amongst the crowd and they perhaps aren't getting that message about what the AFL is all about?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I hadn't heard that. So, it's hugely disappointing. But, I understand the AFL and all its players and clubs take these things really seriously, and it'll be investigated thoroughly, I imagine. So, But to hear that still goes on in this day and age in our game is really disappointing.